Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Yo, what's going on, Busted Open Nation? And thank you for tuning in to another edition of the Busted Open After Dark Podcast. It's me, Uncle Bully, talking AEW Dynamite. Who impressed me the most? Was it MJF? Was it Chris Jericho? Was it the Bucks? Was it Swerve? Was it Jay White? No, it was Julia Hart. That's right, you heard me correctly. Happy 22nd birthday to the young lady who stole the show in my eyes tonight, Julia Hart, and I'll tell you why. Plus, a very special guest who works for AEW joins me tonight on After Dark and helps run through the show with me. Thank you, as always, to the After Dark Nation. Thank you very much, as always, to all of you out there listening. This is the Busted Open After Dark Podcast. I'm Uncle Bully. Turn that bitch up to 11. I want to start the show out a little bit differently. Not that necessarily differently, but I want to start the show talking about someone that you probably didn't expect me to speak about right off the bat tonight. I want to talk about someone who's not exactly MJF, not exactly Samoa Joe, not exactly Sting, Darby Allin, Orange Cassidy, or anybody like that. I want to talk about a person who's slowly getting better and better out there and has caught my eye. And it's interesting because earlier today on Busted Open, we spoke with Mandy Sachs, formerly known as Mandy Rose in the WWE. And I told her how she reminded me of Trish Stratus. I'm not talking about in the looks department. Both women are beautiful, obviously. I talked about Mandy, about how I could see how she was getting better in the WWE, constantly taking steps forward and improving her craft, whether that was on the microphone or in the ring. And there's a lady, a young lady in AEW who's doing that right now. And that young lady is Julia Hart. Bet you didn't expect me to be putting over Julia Hart tonight or starting off with Julia Hart, but I am. And I took some very specific notes on this match. First of all, the returning Red Velvet, who's been gone for about 9 months, and Julia Hart had a really good match. I enjoyed it. I thought the ladies worked hard and did really well together. But here's the thing that caught my eye. And it was so, so small. It was tiny. And I don't know if you fans picked up on it, but I sure did. And if you didn't pick up on it, I'm going to tell you about it right now. Maybe you can go back and watch it, and maybe you can appreciate it a little bit more. She actually did two things. But the first thing she did was veteran stuff. And how this young girl knew that veteran stuff is mind-boggling. You guys know what the tackle drop-down is. One wrestler hits the ropes, tackles the other wrestler, and then that wrestler hits the ropes, and the other wrestler drops down. Did you ever wonder why you see that happen so much? And then the other wrestler just kind of steps over the other wrestler and they keep moving on through the spot. The drop down is not just done for the sake of it. The drop down is done for a very specific reason. And that drop down is done to trip up your opponent. But how many times do you see somebody get up and hurl themselves at the legs of their opponent with the intention of tripping them up, thus the drop down? We don't see that happen a lot. And when we do see it happen, you're seeing like a Danielson do it, or a Randy Orton do it, or a, you know, veterans who understand what that drop down means. Well, tonight, Julia Hart got up after she was tackled and did a drop down on Red Velvet and tripped Red Velvet up. And man, I popped so hard because I'm like, that's what that move is there for. It's beyond simplistic, but those two ladies made it work tonight. And I can appreciate that, because the tackle drop down spot is just something that is, in my opinion, taken for granted. And it's just done in matches because guys just call, okay, tackle drop down, blah, 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 blah. Tonight, it worked. The psychology was perfect. Bravo, Julia Hart, for adding that to your arsenal tonight and it working. And bravo to Red Velvet for taking a great face bump on it. Later on in the match, as we're getting towards the finish, Julia Hart is trying to position Red Velvet for her moonsault. But Red Velvet's body was a bit contorted. And Julia had to kind of drag her over and put her in position the right way. And then Julia gave Red Velvet four kicks. And those four kicks meant something. It's because it took her a little too long to drag Red Velvet into the corner. So instead of just dragging her and leaving her there just so Julia could go to the top and do her moonsault, Julia gave her kicks so she had some more offense to sell and to make sure Red Velvet was protected. Not protected from the moonsault, but protected from an aspect of she's not just laying there like a schmuck waiting for Julia to do the moonsault. Julia hit a great moonsault, got the 1-2-3. And I really, really enjoyed it. Like I said, both ladies, I believe, had a good match tonight. And I saw some veteran stuff from Julia Hart. I love being able to come on this show or on Busted Open and put talent over for things that they do really, really well. Believe it or not, people, it's the number one thing I enjoy doing most is putting the boys, and when I say the boys, I mean the guys and the gals, putting the boys over for a job well done. And to see a young talent like Julia Hart executing that drop down and Red Velvet taking it so well, it's my pleasure to put those two ladies over tonight. Starting at the top of the show, and by the way, we got a surprise coming on, a surprise guest coming on later on in the night. Andre won't smarten me up. Ariel won't smarten me up. I'm a little pissed at Ariel since I let her hold my barbed wire baseball bat at the ECW Arena. She won't even tell me who it is. Big Boss Man Eddie Bracilli won't even let me know who it is. That's where you hit the drop, Andre. Thank you. Okay, got to be on it. Go boom, boom, boom. Okay, LaGreca, he won't talk. Dreamer, forget about it. I have no idea, but somebody's coming on later to join me, so it'll be a surprise when they get here. Maybe it's Tony Khan. Maybe Tony Khan's going to do a surprise call in, run in on me, and hit me with his version of the drop down. Exactly. That was a little better on the timing, Andre. Right off the bat, we started off with Tony Schiavone and MJF in the back. I mean, the second the show came up, within 5 seconds, you got Schiavone and MJF on the screen. It's a smart move. You're trying to put one of your biggest stars out there, your world champion out there, to try to grab those eyes right off the bat and maximize every last second of the potential rating. Adam Cole calls in with the FaceTime, We get the setup of MJF and Daniel Garcia. As Garcia walks onto the set, MJF tells Garcia, "I want the pro wrestler, Daniel Garcia, not the sports entertainer, Daniel Garcia tonight." And Daniel tells him, "That's what you're going to get. You're going to get the pro wrestler." And we'll get into that match in a little while. And then we get Roderick Strong and Taven and Bennett. And I've told you how I feel about this, guys. If you're into the whole Roderick Strong, Matt Taven, and you know, Mike Bennett thing, that's great. Just not my cup of tea. Hopefully when the big reveal comes along, maybe Roddy is the devil. Who knows? The fact that there's so many possibilities is what I do like. There's where this good storytelling comes in. And I love the story that's running throughout the show, whether it's Joe, whether it's Wardlow, whether it's Roddy, how everybody is gunning for MJF. Why are they gunning for MJF? Some for professional reasons, which is strictly the Triple B, the AEW World Heavyweight Championship. Some is for personal reasons. Wardlow wants MJF for personal reasons. So right in the beginning of the show, they're setting you up for the World Championship match, which took place right after the opening promo segment. And we get MJF versus Daniel Garcia. I thought it was a decent match. MJF goes over via the armbar tap out. MJF, after the match, offers his hand to Daniel Garcia, offers it twice, goes to shake his hand twice, but the Jericho Appreciation Society, and that's what I still call them. I don't know if they have a different name now, but Jericho's former lackeys won't allow Daniel Garcia to shake the hand. So a little bit of storytelling there. Good stuff. We moved on to a Mark Briscoe promo package talking about his upcoming main event match tonight against Jay White. I loved it. Mark and Jay Briscoe, love those guys to death. God bless Jay, obviously. Love them as human beings. Love them as professionals. I had to check. You know, I'll never forget my first day in Ring of Honor when they asked me, "What do you want to do? Who do you want to work with?" And my answer was the Briscoes. That's it. I wanted to work with the Briscoes. And it was a shame that D-Von wasn't around or with me at that time, where it could have been, you know, me and D-Von versus the Briscoes. But I got to work with them in a six-man tag, blah, blah, blah. It's not about me, but I'm just saying, anything that the Briscoes ever done, I always loved. And I really loved Jay, Mark Briscoe's performance tonight. We moved on to Sting and Darby Allin versus I wrote down the Beverly Brothers. I'm not sure. They weren't the Beverly Brothers, but they reminded me of the Beverly Brothers. Decent little match for Sting and Darby, basically a squash match. I know you guys are going to correct me on social media and go, "Bubba, that was, so-and-so." And I'm not disrespecting them. I just didn't catch their name. I really didn't know. And Sting hooks the Scorpion Deathlock. Now, up-and-coming wrestlers and fans can learn from this. Sting hooks the Scorpion, and then what does he do? He pauses. And when he pauses, the fans get behind. They want to see him turn that hold over. They get to their feet. There's the icon. He's on his final run, and he finally turns it over, and he gets the victory, the tap out victory, or however he went over. And thank you, Andre. The name of the tag team were the Outrunners, Truth Magnum and Turbo Floyd. Truth Magnum and Turbo Floyd need some more ring time together, brother. sounds like the dollar store version of the Blade Runners, who were Sting and the Ultimate Warrior back.
As a wrestling fan, you know it's hard. All the blood, the sweat, the tears, the chairs. It's a hard day out there. And do you know what tastes incredible after a hard day in the ring? A Mike's Hard Lemonade. You get all hot and bothered, and then you can cool off with an ice-cold hard lemonade. Since day one, Mike's Hard Lemonade has been making lemonade the hard way. They take three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked, from family farms and cold press them to create a taste like no other. They choose to do things the hard way because they know hard days deserve a hard lemonade. That's why for 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. Find now in store. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium malt beverage with flavors. Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code busted50 at factormeals.com/busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Hey everyone, it's Howard Bender from the Andy Up Podcast. Every weekday, Adam Ronis and I serve you up the picks, plays, and fantasy information needed to win your bets. You know, this isn't just your average sports betting show, though, for one very good reason. We won't tell you what to do unless we've already done it ourselves. That's right, we put our money where our mouths are, so we're just as invested in each bet as you are. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts, or listen on the SXM app, free for most subscribers.
For the first time ever, the Hall of Fame and Pain takes over. Busted Open After Dark, as I welcome in my very special guest, my fellow Hall of Famer, the world's strongest man, and the man who pulled the wool over all of our eyes about 10 to 15 years ago when he world's strongest slam, John Cena. Yes, it is the one and only Mark Henry. And Mark Henry is back on live with us, and he has put on, I had no idea this was coming. He has on the exact salmon colored sports coat. How long ago was it, Mark? How long did you kill Cena?
Oh, my God, that was 2018,
18. So it was relative. It was 5 or 6 years ago.
Man, I can't remember. I got hit in the head a lot.
Yeah, okay, that's the same thing I always say. But you are wearing the exact salmon-colored sports coat.
This is it.
I know, the exact one. Oh, we're definitely putting this video up.
Got the dry cleaning tags in it.
And it still fits. As a matter of fact, I believe it's a little big on you, sir.
It's a little big on me.
It's actually a lot big on you. It would probably be a little snug on Dreamer, but it's a lot big on you. Burn! And that's the video clip that I want to go out tonight.
Damn.
That's so brutal. You know where that belongs, Mark? You know where that jacket belongs?
Where?
It one day that jacket belongs in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Well, they had it for WrestleMania, the dude exhibit and all of that. And I wanted it back because I'm doing a shoot this week about body. So I'm going to do not nude, but it's going to be scantily clad for the confidence of a big guy.
Wait a minute. Breaking news. Mark Henry. That was from the heavens. That was Bray Wyatt from the heavens with a yowie wowie. Mark Henry is going to be wearing just his salmon colored sports jacket with maybe
and tighties.
And tighties?
That's it.
Scott Hall from the heavens having a drink with Bray Wyatt. Tipping back a couple. Yeah, man, that's cool to see you wearing that jacket. That's a piece of wrestling history because, and Mark, you know as well as anybody else, I don't blow smoke. And if you can fool me, man, you put that hook in my mouth, you reeled me in, you brought me in the boat, and then you took a baseball bat to my head. That's how good you were that night. And anybody who said that they saw it coming is full of malarkey. So
they're full of malarkey too.
did you watch Dynamite tonight?
I did.
Okay.
I thought the show was good. People worked hard. That man, the main event, I'm gonna tell you something. For your money, Jay White is like, he's impressive.
Oh, absolutely.
I always liked Jay White, but when you get to see him up close, he's always on. Have you ever seen him off?
No. Jay White is an exceptional wrestler in the ring. And I don't want to stop you from talking about Jay White or putting Jay White over, but I have to tell you something. I know you didn't listen to After Dark when it started tonight. Do you know who I started this show off with? Do you know who I put over to the moon tonight? It's a name you would probably never think who was on the show tonight. I'll give you a hint. It was a female.
Julia.
Ding, ding, ding.
She's on. She's on right now.
Mark.
The light switch came on.
She did the drop down spot and it worked. Yeah. I popped out of my chair. This 22, it's her birthday. Today's her birthday. Happy birthday, Julia Hart. You know how I know? Brittany Turbo told me. Hello, Brittany. I know you love me. 22 years old. And that was such a veteran spot.
Yes, sir.
Took a spot that the boys take for granted. She got tackled by Red Velvet. Red Velvet hit the ropes, and then Julia dove at her legs.
And took her out, dropped down.
Took her out. Man.
You know who I used to love see do that?
Who?
Owen Hart.
But it's
and
amazing
I'm
that you...
I'm thinking that because of the Hart connection that she found, oh, I'm going to take some of that, and I'm going to take some of that. And Bully, that's master's class. That's what we always say.
Yep. Yep,
take a little something and make it yours. And she did, man. I'm so proud of her, man. Like, she is on. And I was talking about Jay White being on. She is on. I said this probably about 3 weeks ago. It looked like the light switch came on for her. And, bro, they need to start push the rocket to her.
She looks good. I like the way she does her entrance. I liked her presence in the ring. She's taking steps forward. And tonight, I really saw it. And then at the end of the match, before she hit the moonsault, like, she was trying to get Red Velvet in place. It got a little fumbled, right? But since it took a little bit of time, when she finally got her in place, she put the boots to her. This way she wasn't leaving red velvet there, you know, just like a schmuck, just laying there before she hit her finish. And by giving her those boots, she protected red velvet, gave her something to sell while she goes up and hits a moonsault. That's veteran shit.
Veteran.
That's not just the women or young boys just memorizing a match and just going out there and execute it. What she did tonight.
Working.
Oh, my God. I love you. I want to kiss you on the mouth.
Working.
She's working.
I did not hear the beginning of this show. We both saw the same thing.
Yep. God is our witness. We did not talk. I did not know Mark was coming here. The whole nine yards. This is as organic as it comes. So you know that this is us putting this girl over in the purest way.
Yeah. And it's time to do something with her while her confidence is up. Because I've seen some wrestlers like Aaron Sandow. I'm not going to say his real Sandow. Name. Aaron Sandow was over as hell. They should have gave him the push. And they didn't. And he disappeared.
Right. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.